This is the 92.9 The Bull Radiothon for the Jim Pattison Children's Hospital Foundation, live from the center.
Hi, it's Trevor from 92.9 The Bull, continuing through the Jim Pattison Children's Hospital Radiothon. And if you haven't stopped on by, you might as well come on by. It's a little bit chilly outside in Saskatoon. We had a great surprise earlier today, well, still surprise, as our champion child, Peyton, managed to come by from Edmonton. Peyton, it's great to see you here.
Great to see you, too.
Thanks for coming by. And we were talking a little bit earlier about movies, and we were talking about TV and people that text too much. Everyone texts too much nowadays.
Yeah.
That's what we came to. We said that once we get a little bit older, everyone's going to need thumb replacements.
Yep.
It's too much. They're just holding their phones all the time. And if you're holding your phone, make sure to phone 306-653-KIDS. That is 306-653-5437. Toll free also 1-888-808-KIDS. But Peyton, it is you had to get up early this morning. What did you say, 7 o'clock?
5
o'clock.
I had to be at the airport at 7.
Airport at 7 just to come here to see us.
Mm-hmm.
Was it worth it?
Yep.
That's good because, you're a celebrity around these parts. Everyone wants to talk to you. And earlier, someone was saying, I think it was Matt from our sister station, 98 Cool. He was saying that you're really good at telling people the weather and knowing what the weather is, because right now you've got your hoodie on.
Yeah.
You're protecting your head because it's cold out there.
Yeah, very.
And, I don't know. You don't have a scarf, though. Nothing like that. No scarf. You don't need a scarf.
No.
Who needs a scarf? But we're here because of kids like you, and obviously it's not easy being in Edmonton. You'd much rather be here.
Yeah.
You know, in Saskatoon. And why is that?
Probably because I'm near most of my friends and family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just easy, you know, to see everyone.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can hang out.
Like, you can just come, like, my friends can just come up for the weekend. They're probably not going to go to Edmonton for the weekend.
No, that's right. No, it's a little bit far, you know, 5 hours away if you drive, or you got to fly, and it's a whole thing. And with the new hospital, they're gonna have a movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be good. So your friends can come by, you can watch movies.
Yeah, that's gonna be awesome.
Yeah, and you were telling me, I asked what kind of movies you like, and I was expecting you to say Disney, but you didn't say Disney. You said any non-animated movie, which was wild. And you like comedy movies and all that stuff, and you're gonna have a chance to see all of that great stuff. But you have your own project as well. You've managed to raise over $35,000.
Yeah.
And could you tell the people about that?
So, when I was 7, I would not eat, and we were going down the, candy aisle, and my mom's like, whatever you want, just throw it in the cart. So I'm like, suckers.
Yeah.
And my mom's like, no. So I'm like, no, not to eat, to sell for $1 each, and then I could put all the money to the children's hospital.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
So you didn't even want the suckers. Did you take a couple suckers for yourself? Or
probably
is it
more like 50.
More like 50 suckers for yourself. But that's amazing that you did that for everybody. But now it's a lot bigger than just suckers nowadays.
Yeah, we did a playhouse raffle. We did a big barbecue with our neighbors. There was like games on our street, and it was awesome.
Did you have a bouncy castle?
No.
No bouncy castle? Well, I'm sure it was still fun.
Yeah, it was. We did an egg race, but we forgot to boil them. My friend said she boiled her eggs and then she brought them all over.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, she didn't.
She didn't, so it was...
So, yeah, my mom's like, you said you boiled them. So we had these, like, medical gloves on, like, just picking up raw egg off the street and throwing it into a garbage bag.
Gross. What a disaster.
Yeah,
a mess.
So gross.
No, that's not what anybody wants. But you're raising money. You know, there are lots of people that have been here today. They're raising money. And what would you say to some of the people that, you know, are thinking about donating money here today?
That they should probably donate because it's a good cause. And because all the resources will be, like, under one roof.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so no more running around to Edmonton or to wherever.
Yeah.
Everyone will just be here in Saskatchewan, and that'll be much easier for everybody.
Yeah, it will.
All right, well, thank you very much, Peyton. If actually, you know what? I think you could read. Do you want to read the numbers off?
Call 306-653-KIDS or 306-653-5437 or toll free 888-808-KIDS.
All right, perfect. Thank you very much. That was perfect. You read that
thing
better than I do. All right,
no,
thanks.
You don't.
Okay, thanks once again, Peyton, our champion child today.
This is your time. Make your donation to the 92.9 The Bull Radiothon for the Jim Pattison Children's Hospital Foundation. On the phone or online, call 306-653-KIDS or go to 929thebullrocks.com.